Morgan R, raise your right hand. Good as all the prayer of purpose, more you might give this case, the whole truth of my true day to God.
I do. Matthew Reardon.
Reardon, Holy Grace, thank you for that. July 15, November 2021, you swore an affidavit against Phyllis Crowder for making false report to a law enforcement agency back on 24 January 2020.
It was actually supposed to be two, for the one in June as well as back in January, but I guess they wrote it up as just the one in January.
This affidavit right here. I'll let you read that to the court.
Okay. So, before me, Mary Pettis, a Justice Court judge or court clerk of said county, Matthew Reardon, makes oath that Phyllis Crowder, on or about the 24th day of January 2020, did unlawfully, knowingly, willfully report law enforcement agency that the crime of element of harassing or phone calls. I don't know what was whited out. Lafayette County, Mississippi, knowing such report to be false. That is the statute. And yeah.
I'm simply asking, is that your affidavit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got it. Did you not sign it when it was? Is it not.
Mary Pettis just was very unsure when writing out the affidavit. She said that I couldn't write it, that she had to write it, and she did it based on the police report.
Well, is that your affidavit? Is that what you gave her?
Yes.
Is that the document that you signed that day?
I don't remember what was whited out, what would have been there behind it.
I'm not asking you if you remember.
Yes, sir.
Write it out.
Yeah.
I'm asking you simply, did you sign that?
Am I the defendant or the?
Did you sign that document?
Yeah.
With something whited out. Yes or no?
I can't recall.
Yeah, I guess we need to get Ms. Pettis in here. I'm doing better to proceed. And if this document has been tampered with some way, I want to know. If it was whited out when he signed it, I want to know.
I believe she did make a mistake in writing, and I just can't remember what that mistake was, to be completely honest.
I don't know what the mistake was. Did you sign it with that? Why, you made the allegations that somehow that's not correct.
I believe it's correct.
No. Yes or no, did you sign it with that line whited out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so all I simply want to know. Tell us about that day back in January.
That was, at that time, there was my daughter had been pulled away from me. Miss Crowder had just gotten taken into custody for a charge by Olive Branch of making a false report.
I'm going to object to this to the relevant of any other charge that the defendant might have.
Right. I agree with some things.
Your Honor, it's the question, though, has directly...
Sustained. Next question.
You have to keep it in line with 24 January, sir, 2020. What was going on that? What happened? What was the conversation, if you had one at all, sir?
The conversation was actually, it was non-existent. I had reached out to Liz on that day because of a report that she had filed. She didn't answer. I had sent a text message voicing my disgust for calling DHS.
And you sent that to her on that day?
Yes, that was it.
And your complaint again recalls you?
Because she went to the sheriff's department and spoke with I can't remember the deputy. There's a report on file. He called me, said...
If you are, please, I'm going to object to any hearsay. The officer wants to testify, he's here. That's fine.
We'll be sustained again.
Thank you.
Can't do here, Dave. If the officer said so and so, he has to suspend the building day.
What exactly did you tell Ms. Crowder on that? Text Ms. Crowder.
I don't recall, but it wasn't harassing in nature. It was simply disgust stated on this happening time and time again with her.
Don't remember what you texted
The fact of the matter is it's a binary issue. Did the charge, the accusation that she made, was it dismissed due to lack of evidence or not? The fact that it was dismissed due to lack of evidence right there points the finger that she made a false report.
Nature of the conversation, sir, was
what? The nature of the conversation was about our daughter.
Okay. You remember the words that were used?
It had to do with reporting false claims to DHS on multiple occasions, is what it had to do with.
When you say false claims to DHS, were they ever investigated?
They were investigated and proven to be false.
Was that part of the conversation, part of the text that you sent her on that day, or was there something else?
No, sir. It was about the repeated false claims to DHS.
False claims to DHS where?
She would report them and is a way of keeping my daughter from visitation.
Specifically, that day, what precipitated it that day?
That day, my wife and I were contacted by an agent with Department of Child Protective Services wanting to do a walkthrough of the house within 24 hours. That was when we had a child in the NICU in Le Bonheur. We had to turn around after being right there almost back in Le Bonheur in Memphis to come all the way back to our house to do a walkthrough with Department of Child Protective Services. So it was pure disgust that we had to take time away from a child that was ailing in the hospital to come back and attend to one of her false claims.
I'm going to let you tell the judge whatever you want him to know. Again, keep in mind that there's been an objection as relates to other matters that occurred. Whatever you want him to know about 24 January 2020.
Well, Your Honor, there's already been, and I don't have a copy, it's been introduced to this court in the last case.
I'm going to object to the relevance of the last case. If he hasn't heard that, it might be difficult. I understand, I did not hear the case in the last case.
Your Honor, like I said, this is not a criminal trial where I am on stand having to defend myself. This is a matter that's already been resolved and shown that the defendant had no evidence of the claim that she made. It was dismissed due to lack of that. There's a criminal history that Ms. Crowder has for making false claims, and this should be a binary issue.
As relates to Kim, you're going to get an objection when you start going outside 24 January 2020. As relates to 24 January 2020, what else do you want this judge to know about that day?
The only other thing about that day was that Ms. Crowder was advised by law enforcement that if any other conversations took place outside of my daughter, to then go and file a criminal charge up here at Justice Court. Ms. Crowder waited until February to make the report for what had happened January 24th, which was already received a call from law enforcement about that, and it was directly only about the daughter. There was never any conversation that took place after that. Ms. Crowder waited until approximately a month after the time that she stated, which she had already gone to law enforcement about, to then come up and make the accusation, backdating it to January 24th.
Obviously, you learned of this through the LeVay County Sheriff's Department?
Yes, through requesting all the police reports that had been taken out by Ms. Crowder.
She filed a complaint as relates to January 24th, 2020 events?
Yes, sir. It was in February she had filed the criminal charge of making a harassing terrorizing phone call. That charge that she had placed was back in February, and the affidavit read on that it was referring to January 24th. And I think that this court should take notice that Ms. Crowder had just been picked up and bailed out of a separate charge.
Also, I'm going to voice a second objection as to he keeps referencing a report, but we don't have that report. We haven't provided it in discovery. I don't think the one that he's referencing, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Your Honor, if the state's representing me, is the state not obligated to obtain favorable evidence?
Saying he's your prosecutor.
You filed an affidavit based on 24 January 2020, right?
Yes, and does the state not think to pull her, you know, to pull the reports on this?
Yeah, part of the elements is I got to show she made a complaint.
Yes, sir. This is the report when she went up there on the 24th. The criminal charge that she placed, which is why we are here, was in February, talking about the same date, January 24th. This is what I've been trying to say.
Tell us about, again, going back to the elements of that crime, what happened on that day? What did she report? What actually happened?
On this day, she went and she spoke with Deputy Brian Howell at the Sheriff's Department. This was approximately 2 hours after I had sent the text message to her when she didn't answer her phone when I had called, after receiving a call from the Department of Child Protective Services. That's what this report is about. He advises in the call. He said, I'm reading the report.
Hold up just a minute. Do what?
This report comes from Deputy Brian Howard. All it is a report that he made. So if he's going to testify, that's a different story, but the actual contents of the report are hearsay.
Exactly, Your Honor. There is a report there. That's what we can say, right?
Right.
You're saying it's false?
No, the criminal charge issue.
You say it's false.
The report is correct. The criminal charge that she placed approximately a month later is false.
I will overrule your objection.
We're talking about the same event.
We're talking about the same event, yes.
And that's why it's incumbent upon you to tell this judge why that's false. Okay? You with me?
Yes.
Tell this judge why that's false.
It's false because she claimed that I had made harassing in the criminal charge that she placed against me in February. Based on this event, January 24th, she claimed that I had made harassing and threatening phone calls to her when there was never a call that took place. She made the criminal charge, the criminal accusation, she did not make on January 24th when she spoke with Detective with Deputy Howell. She went up here to Justice Court about a month later, it was during the month of February, to report on the same exact instance or incident that she went to Deputy Howell about on January 24th.
I understand that. Obviously, this is against you, okay? We're all in agreement on it. Just because the case is dismissed doesn't make it false, okay? I want you to understand that. Tell me why. You've got to tell us why. That's false.
Because I never once made a single phone call or sent another text message to her after that. The text message that I sent was not harassing or threatening in nature. So unless she can show otherwise that there was a threatening call or a threatening message sent, then...
That's what I'm asking you. If you have a copy, did you capture in any way that text that you sent her?
Yes, sir. I don't have that with me today. Once again, I didn't think that. I figured the dismissal alone based on...
Just because someone's said it's dismissed does not make it false. We've got to prove that she filed a false report. Okay? So do you have a copy of that text message or that communication that you sent her so the judge can view that to make sure that... True. That wasn't what that was.
I don't have it with me today, no. If I can get a continuance, I can get it. Otherwise, I don't have a reason.
Mr. Reardon, I asked if we continue this thing to be heard, that he can gather up that text message.
No, it'll be allowed. We here today. He knew it too.
What else do you want to let this, or tell this judge about 24 January 2020? Obviously, you've got to show that that information she put down was false. Not simply that you were acquitted or the matter was dismissed against you.
I don't, not today, but I figured the state would have gathered more information to help substantiate this.
What we've got here, we've got to prove every element beyond a reasonable doubt. Obviously, that wasn't done as relates to you, okay? Wasn't proven beyond a reasonable doubt. It was dismissed against you, okay? You're filing a complaint relating to that dismissal, and we all understand, we all agree that that occurred. What I want you to do, and what I want you to understand, is we've got to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that what she filed was false. You with me?
Yes.
Okay. What can you tell me about that?
I can tell you about all the past history, but it's going to be objected to. It's... I mean, there's a lack of evidence there on both sides. There was never any other text message or phone call outside of what I stated, and I don't have proof of that text message here today. And
but it was made. Now we're trying to figure out whether it was threatening an arrest, right?
Right. Well, right. But
yes or no?
Yes, it was one text message sent about the pure disgust. That was already addressed. The reason for the criminal charge to come about approximately a month later is what we're here to debate on. It wasn't warranted for her to come to justice court the next month after she went and discussed that very issue January 24th. January 24th.
Gotcha. So you're complaining about what she did on January 24th, not what she did in February.
When was that signed? Okay, it says the 24th of January, but when was it signed? No, when was it signed?
After the question, sir.
When was it signed?
Okay, yeah, that's mine. Okay, all right.
That may typically ask evidence, affidavit be made evidence, and will. I know there's been an objection.
Can we get the affidavit that she filed in February over here? We're here at Justice Court. Can we take a brief break for me to get the affidavit that she filed in February?
You didn't come to court today. You knew it a long time ago. You filed a motion to dismiss. It was denied. Your court date was still set.
And not for the words that are on here. I asked this report that the alibi evidence, again, just to show the dates memorialized that.
Again, any objections to prison?
No.
Will that hurt us, y'all?
Will be received.
Okay. Again, I direct you. You allege that she made a false report on 24 January.
Yes.
I need to hear about that. Judge needs to hear about that.
On the 24th, she had gone. I mean, I don't know what else I haven't told you about this. I'm sick and tired of the false exact reports coming from her.
The exact words is what this court needs to hear to consider.
I don't have the text message strand with me today because I didn't think we were going to trial on the text message.
On the trial on 24th, January
2020,
right? You knew that?
We were going to, well, I thought we were going to trial on...
Wait, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. May I proceed?
Yes, sir.
I approach a witness?
Yes, sir.
Sure, I was just looking at it. I said the original being... It's right up there, sir.
Mr. Reardon, see that it says at the top, you made the oath that on 24th day of January, 2020, these incidents occurred, right? These five.
Correct.
And as you sit here today, you don't have any text messages that you've entered in evidence, right? You said you don't have that. Correct?
Correct.
Right. You don't have any phone calls, do you?
Nope. Because none happened.
You even testified and said you contacted my client first, right? You text her first. Did you?
Correct.
So if anyone was making a harassing phone call, it would have been you.
Why wasn't it proven?
I don't have any further questions, Your
Honor. All right. Any follow-up questions?
That's your redirect, Your Honor.
All right. You move that down.
Yes.
By the state. Wow. I knew it.